Imagine life. Imagine possibility. Imagine home. Imagine playing on an Ernie Els signature golf course. Well, hey, this summer, imagine it all at Zimbali Lakes. And while your imagination's going, let's dive into the conversation right now with another podcast episode coming to you from Zimbali Lakes Resort. And my special guest on the couch today, Dennis Rosley, golf director and a man who knows his way around the green. It's great to be in conversation with you, Dennis, and to be talking about, well, what's unfolding, the vision, the dream, and the fact that you can play the dream, actually, at the moment. But for those who haven't met you in person yet, and are meeting you virtually for the first time, give us a little bit of background info. Tell us who you are and how did golf become your world?
Thanks for having me, Mike. So my golf career started when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I'm from a golfing family myself. So my dad was in the golf industry for probably 10, 12 years. My brother's still in the golf industry. Probably when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I started caddying for my brother and for my dad. My brother's 5 years older than me. So okay. I got them to learn from, which was quite exciting. I played my first tournament when I was 7. Wow. So that's where I started my golf career. And yeah, I just went, I represented South Africa actually 3 times over in the States. And yeah, so that's how my golf career, and it's basically the one thing I love and love to do. So
it's your life.
It is definitely my life. Definitely.
And life has taken you in an interesting direction on your own personal course. How did your journey bring you to Zimbali Lakes?
So I've been with the Els family since 2016. So I finished matric in 2014, went over to Dubai, started my golf career at Montgomery in Dubai. And then my first Els club was actually based in Dubai as well. Okay. And then from there went to Obai, which is another signature golf course for Ernie. I was at the Els Club Copperleaf recently at the back end of last year for 3 years. And then, yeah, here I am at the wonderful Zimbali Lakes.
Well, it sounds like you're at the pinnacle of your journey and your experience.
Definitely.
And let's talk about the Ernie Els signature course at Zimbali Lakes Resort. The magic, the design, the experience. The course has been described as one of South Africa's most exciting new golfing experiences. Now, as a golfing man, you can explain to me what makes it so special.
It's just a wonderful layout. I mean, from the first tee to the last green, it's just such a fun golf course to play. I mean, you don't find anything else like this in South Africa. So about the layout, the way it was designed, our fairways is actually from border to border.
Wow.
From tee to green is the same cut length on the grass. Your royal blue grass. You've got 777 bend cross greens, which is just an absolute pleasure to putt on. If you're a golfer and you understand it. And yeah, I mean, it's a short golf course, shortish golf course, but can get quite exciting when you play it in the wind, like we at a coastal golf course. So it's 99% of the time there is wind, so it makes a difference.
Let's just dive into the design a little bit, because Ernie Els himself, the Big Easy, has put his name on this one. He's been very involved in shaping it. What did Ernie Els and the team want golfers to feel here?
So, I mean, it's such an exciting thing that Ernie is involved. I mean, he's one of the legends of the game. I mean, he's got so many golf courses around the world. So, I mean, it's just great for us to have him on board. And I think the when they started planning this thing a couple of years ago, or probably 10, 15 years ago, I think the brief was to make it as fun and challenging as possible. And that's two different types of environments that you're trying to create, but I think they got it right here.
Wow. They've found that special Goldilocks
correct
balance.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And obviously, every course has its signature moments. What are your signature moments of this particular course?
So, I mean, since the first day I stepped into this role, I was like a kid with a new toy. Like you mentioned earlier, I think this is the pinnacle of my career. To start a golf course from scratch, get everything ready as a 29-year-old. I don't think there's a lot of people that can say that. So, yeah, I'm very privileged and honored to be here.
that's I mean, a really enviable position to have landed in. Obviously, they say, cometh the hour, cometh the man. You're the right man for the job. But you've also had the privilege of getting feedback from a host of players up until this point. What has the player feedback been like so far?
No, it's just been unbelievable. Everybody's just the feedback. Everybody's just saying, and I'm going to say again, how fun this golf course is to play. And it's something different. They're not used to the conditions, the way the golf course flows, the experience that they're getting. So, I mean, I've got a small operation team here, but I think the guys and girls is actually just doing an absolute phenomenal job.
Wow. Well, I'm sure that while you've been watching this vision take shape and unfold, and now this golf course come alive with players, every new course also, I'm sure, has wild opening week stories. And do you have any that that come to mind that you can share?
So, I mean, we opened the golf course on the 16th of April. And I think from the 1st of Jan till that first week in April, we had over 1,000 millimeters of rain. So,
whoa.
I must say hats off to the greenkeeping staff as well, the greenkeeper led by Sean Gerber. I think they did an absolute amazing job to make sure that the golf course is ready for the 16th. So, yeah, with that big of rain and all the construction that's still going on the estate, it was a bit of a challenge. But yeah, we, like everything else, we overcame it and we made a success of it.
And now after all that rain, things are really green.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
What's the strangest or funniest thing you've seen from golfers on the course so far?
It's probably the way they're losing golf balls. So yeah, like I say, when the wind picks up, it's a different beast to play. But yeah, I mean, it's just always so nice to drive around and speak to everybody and just see how much fun they're having, and they keep on coming back. I think that's the most positive thing about this whole estate.
And for such a young course, what has surprised golfers the most about playing Zimbali Lakes?
The conditioning. I mean, I was speaking to a guy. We hosted the Els Charities Golf Day on Friday, and I was speaking to the guy that's actually organizing it, Nico van Rensburg, and he actually said it's amazing to see the golf course is only 9 months old and how good the condition of this golf course is and how everything has settled in. It's just unreal.
That's some high praise to be getting from guys who played a few courses, yeah, you know?
Correct.
Let's talk about golf and lifestyle on the KZN North Coast, because golf on the North Coast kind of hits differently, or maybe you could say it swings differently. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think it's just you can play golf all year round. I mean, myself, that was based in George, Cape Town, Gauteng. In the winter months, you can't really play golf because of the rain down in the Cape and the cold that you get in Gauteng. So I think climate is firstly the thing. There's so many good golf courses when starting from Mount Edgecombe all the way to Princess Grant. It's just such good golf courses in this region around here.
Well, now Zimbali Lakes joins the lineup. And how would you say Zimbali Lakes fits into the broader North Coast golf landscape?
So, I mean, not just because I work here, but I think in the comments I've heard is everybody's saying we probably one of the best golf courses on the North Coast at the moment. And the exciting part is we're still growing the golf course in. I mean, we're probably 2 or 3 years away from where we want it to be. So that's the exciting part. It's so good already, but it's just going to get better.
Yay. Well, what would a perfect golf day on the North Coast look like to you?
So, I mean, a perfect golf day for me will be a nice and early start, like a 7 o'clock tea time when it's a crisp morning, there's not a lot of wind. And then just when you're about to finish, the wind picks up a little bit. And yeah, it's always nice to have a cold one after the golf. And yeah, that will just be with probably three of my best mates in the four ball.
That ticks ticks the box.
All the boxes.
And let's talk about the experience in terms of the clubhouse, the events, the community, because the temporary clubhouse is already a hit. And what do players love most about the space at the moment?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got a very interactive area at the temporary clubhouse, like you've mentioned. So, I mean, we make sure that the service is up there with from the food and beverage side. We've got a full menu, full bar, which is great. And then yeah, taking that end to end experience with my golf team, it just rounds it off and makes the golfer feel appreciated and going away that they actually want to come back.
While we're talking about vibe and community, what can you tell us about First Thursdays and the vibe that's been creating around the clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, the First Thursdays was such a good initiative that the marketing team came up with. The last one we had was actually held at the Tenbury Clubhouse, and talking about the new clubhouse that's going to come up in April. I mean, that clubhouse is going to be nothing short than spectacular. It's a 180-seater restaurant. It's got a gym. It's got a full-length swimming pool, golf shop, putting greens. We've got an indoor golf simulator, hitting bays. It's just going to be unreal. And with the view that you get over the 15th, the 9th, you can see all the way to the 8th, it's just going to be breathtaking.
Okay, so we're definitely going to need to have another chat.
For sure. Dive into the details.
But right now, golf events have been rolling. They've got a really special energy here at Zimbali Lakes. What have been the standout moments so far?
So, I mean, we've had plenty golf days, plenty golf groups, and everybody's just saying the same thing, how fun it is to be at the 19th under the tent. It's just a different environment that we're creating. One of the standouts was definitely the Els Charities golf day that we had on Friday. We've hosted the Samick golf day. We've had Nedbank here. I mean, there's so many you can't actually mention it, but yeah, all the golf day has been a big success. We're definitely doing something right.
Hey, well, are there any new events or experiences worth noting for 2026 at this stage?
We've got some recurring golf days like I mentioned, and yeah, so there's a few exciting projects that we're working on, which we'll probably talk about a little bit later. But yeah, so just to hint, there's some very exciting projects coming for 2026.
Stay tuned. Watch this space. We'll be having more conversations in the golfing space very soon. And right now, while your imagination's going, don't forget to book your round on the Ernie Els signature course at Zimbali Lakes Resort. Visit zimbalilakes.co.za/golf or WhatsApp 060-961-9873. This is Golf Reimagined at Zimbali Lakes. My special guest in the studio on the couch with me, Dennis Rosley, Golf Director. If you have any questions, he's the man to talk to. Yep. And I'll be talking to him again really soon, right here, in conversation with Zimbali Lakes. Till next time, my friend.
Perfect. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.